Chapter 20. Rod! Dan Stander's voice was serious and low. I've got a nasty one for you. Oh, thanks for nothing. Rod made his own voice weary and resigned as he spoke into the telephone. I'm just going on my underground tour. Can't it wait? No, Dan assured him. Anyway, it's on your way. I'm speaking from the first aid station at the shaft head. Come across. What is it? Assault. White on Bantu.
Christ!
Rod jerked upright in his chair. Bad? Ugly. Worked him over with the handle of a 14-pound hammer. I put in 47 stitches, but I am worried about a fracture of the skull. Who did it? Said Rod. Miner by the name of Kowalski. Him. Rod was breathing heavily. All right, Dan. Can he make a statement? No, not for a day or two. I'll be there in a few minutes. Rod hung up the phone and crossed the office. Dimitri? Boss? Pull Kowalski out of the stopes. I want him in my office soonest. Put someone in to finish his shift. Okay, Rod, what's the trouble? Said Dimitri. He beat up one of his boys. Dimitri whistled softly, and Rod went on. Call personnel and get them onto the police. Okay, Rod. Have Kowalski here when I get back from my tour. Dan was waiting for him in the first aid room. Take a look, he said, and indicated the figure on the stretcher. Rod knelt beside him, his mouth tightening into a thin, pale line. The catgut stitches lay neatly across the dark, swollen gashes in the man's flesh. His one ear had been torn off, and Dan had sewn it back on. There was a black gap where teeth had been behind the swollen purple lips. You will be all right now, Rod spoke gently, and the Bantu's eyes swiveled towards him. The man who did this will be punished. And Rod stood up. Let me have a written report on his injuries, Dan. I'll fix it, said the doctor. See you for a drink at the club after work. Sure, said Rod, but underneath he was seething with anger, and it stayed with him during the whole of his underground tour.